Jah, Jesus Christ Fire, New and Everlasting Covenant. April 20th, 2014, Sun's Day. April 20th, 2014 A.D. In the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age of Consummation and Fire. Happy Jesus Christ Day. Happy Easter Day. Today is a good day to be alive. Today is a good day to be thankful for the light of Christ. And we magnify the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, the great God of the universe, the great God of the planet Earth, Jesus Christ who gave his life, who rose again, Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, Jesus Christ who was atomized by the powers of the light, Jesus Christ, the same individual that had the physical body on the planet Earth, is the same one that gave his life for the humankind, is the same one that rose again on the third day. Jesus Christ was assassinated on Wednesday, rose on Saturday, and the book of Matthew on the 12th chapter, verse 39 and 40, it says, no sign shall be given to the generation except the sign of Jesus Christ in the heart of the earth, 3 days and 3 nights. So Jesus Christ was crucified on Wednesday. Wednesday to Thursday, one day, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday, and Jesus rose Saturday after the Sabbath or after sunrise, sunset, correction. After the sunset, the Sabbath ended, and Jesus Christ arose, was already arisen from the dead, and then early on the first day of the week, on the Sunday morning, they discovered that Jesus Christ was already risen. A lot of people celebrate Easter with sunrise services, which is very inaccurate, but that's okay. We don't judge you. We don't condemn. And they get up on Sunday and say, Jesus rose on Sunday morning. No, he rose on Saturday evening after the Sabbath ended. That's the scripture that says, 3 days and 3 nights shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. When the Son of Man was in the heart of the earth, he was crucified. And when he was in the heart of the earth, he was in hell. He preached to the spirits in prison. He gave life to people in hell. And the time was changed. We're going to get more into this. It went from B.C. to I.D. B.C. is before Christ, or before the birth of Christ. I.D. is after the death of the great Messiah, Jesus Christ. After his glorious death, assassinated on the cross or crucified, he was happy. He was joyous. He felt the pain. He went through it all for the humankind's sake. And when he cried out in tongues and the other language, which was the divine language, when he said, Eloi, Eloi, Elama Sabathini, or Sabathini, in the correct translation, my sweet Lord, my God and Father, this is my destiny, for this was I sent. It is not, my God, why have you forsaken me? That is inaccurate. That is the second greatest falsehood in the world. So now this is controversial Easter Sunday. And we are happy for controversial because the churches have been teaching for days and ages and centuries that Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? No, no, no. The Almighty Jehovah did not forsake his son. Matter of fact, when Jesus Christ was on the cross and when he cried out in tongues, that wonderful Father God up in heaven, Jehovah, came down and hugged his son on the cross and rejoiced. And when Jesus Christ died, and it started a new era right there after the assassination, how people were risen from the grave, they came out of the grave, they were delivered from hell, the ministry of Jesus Christ was at a greater degree. As you hear this great song that you've been hearing for a whole year now in the month, I want you to think about the power of the bells. I want you to think about the power of the sound. I want you to think about the relaxation as you feel the anointed energy of Jesus Christ in you. How Christmas Day, Easter Day, blends into one, for they all represent the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave his life, resurrected, ascended into heaven, that all humankind might receive the Holy Ghost on every coast. Jesus Christ was born, that people might receive this blessed Holy Ghost on every coast. This is power, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I want you to relax as you hear this wonderful song that's coming up in a few seconds, and I want you to tune your mind to the power of Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ's name, the power of the authority, how Jesus Christ conquered the devils in hell, and how we can do the same, how we can remain young in this great one. Ding, dong, ding, dong, Lord Jesus' song, Herald of the Bell. Oh, come on,
Jesus, the energizer within us, that ghost holy that resides in us, that divine sire, we thank you, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for life. You are our life. You make our heartbeat jumbo with Jah Jesus, baby, Jah Jesus, baby, Jah Jesus, baby, Jah Jesus, baby. This is Son of God University. We're here again, Easter Sunday, a great day. My brother and I are going to definitely get into the resurrection of Jah Jesus. A lot of misconceptions there are. Some of them he straightened out at the beginning of the program. As we continue, we're going to go into as far as what Easter really is. When he died on the cross, what did that represent? Most people just go to church and they say, oh, he died for my sins and stuff. We're going to get into the in-depthness of the assassination of the Lord Jah Jesus Christ. Why did he die? And I'm going to ask my brother, we're going to start off as far as when he died and when that blood hit the earth, what happened, my brother?
Well, my beautiful brother, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when the blood hit the earth and the spear hit the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ and the side, as soon as it hit the earth, it caused a tsunami, an earthquake, the sun became darkened, it caused a dramatic weather changes. And why did it cause a dramatic weather changes? Because the light of Christ, the divine energy of all power, was glorified inside of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has brought forth the fullness of the Holy Spirit energy. And so therefore, that cataclysmic activity that happened because a pure God's Son, Jesus Christ, was so pure. When his blood hit the earth, it lifted the earth into a new phase of existence. It transformed from B.C. immediately to A.D., Domino Dominii, which means after the death of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire. So that Holy Spirit fire zoomed and energized the earth, and the atoms and rays of light went through every particle of the planet and every human being. Every human being that ever was and is, it has been pierced by this powerful atomic energy. And that is the main purpose of the assassination of Jesus Christ the King.
Okay, so you're saying when the blood hit the earth, it was a pure sacrifice. He was a God here, and his blood hit the earth. Soon as it hit the earth, it atomized each atom in the dirt, in the trees, in the material kingdom, in the animal kingdom, and in the human kingdom. Is that what you're saying? So it brought a great awareness of Jah Jesus, baby, energy everywhere. That's why everybody always, if they get messages, Jesus is in them. It's all around them. It's in every atom. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You hit it right on the thumbs on the nose.
Just like Superman, remember you saw the movie, he zooms around the planet, and it was like, I'm just giving a faint description. So he's like, Jesus Christ did the same thing. It's like he energized the whole planet. And that's why that powerful name he was giving because of Jah Jesus, because he was the pure sacrifice of the Father. Is that correct, my brother?
That is really correct, my loving, beautiful brother, sweetie. That in that energy, that divine sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, as he made that blood shed, all the blood came streaming down. And every blood in his being came out. And when it came out, it saturated the earth, it blessed the earth, it energized the earth, and now that people can go direct to Jesus and ask for forgiveness of their sins, we no longer have to sacrifice turtle doves and pigeons and heifers and bullocks and goats and sheep and lambs, because the scripture says in the book of Hebrews, those animals can never take away the sins of the world, because those were a shadow of things that which is to come. The perfect heifer has come, or that perfect heifer, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God. And so since the divine Son of God has come on the scene, and the pure sacrifice was accepted before Allah Jehovah IA, that it was accepted that we can now go directly to the high priest, Jesus Christ of glory, and ask for forgiveness of sin, to become baptized in his holy name, do the sign of the cross, and be redeemed by the powers of the light.
So the powers of the light is that redeemer. Is that what raised Jah Jesus up from the dead? Was it the power of the Holy Ghost, or the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, Jah Jesus Spirit? Is that the power that raised him up from the tomb?
Yes, that is exactly right, because it says in the scriptures, in the book of the Corinthians and various scriptures, the apostolic letters, it says the same power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall quicken our mortal bodies. So therefore, that energy that he was in love with so long ago and while he was on the planet raised his body back to life. It quickened him. It gave him all the power. And that's why in the 28th chapter, Jesus declared, all power and all authority is given unto me by the light of Christ within me in heaven and on earth. So therefore, he's possessed of all this power, and the same power that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and quickened by the power, we got the same power in us. We are some dynamic, atomized human beings, if we can only realize it.
You got that right. Now, after he rose, he went to hell. Let's talk about how he went to hell, and he preached to the people who were in hell. Like, before, it was just a holding tank, and people, they had their spiritual bodies, but they didn't have a body. But when Jesus went to that kingdom down there, hell, and he preached to them, then in the scriptures it says people start to get their bodies and were walking on earth. And this was like thousands, maybe millions, walking the earth after he preached to them, and especially the ones that were saints and the ones that were sinners, they could repent and get their bodies too. Is that correct?
That is so correct. As soon as Jesus was assassinated, and he gave that great cry, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. That is to, and the divine interpretation is, my sweet Lord, my Father, this is my destiny, for this was I sent. Not that big lie that they've been saying, why have you forsaken me? That's been the biggest second falsehood in the world for the longest of centuries. And so when Jesus cried out, and he fulfilled this mission, and when he officially died, immediately his spirit went to hell. And when he went to hell, the saints that were in purgatory and various realms, and I know a lot of Protestants don't like the term purgatory, but that's too bad, because the truth is the truth. There are many realms of hell, many realms of heaven. And the people, purgatory, which means to purge, the Catholics call it purgatory.
So what does that mean? When a person goes to purgatory, what is that? Is that purging them from their sin? What does that mean?
Okay, purgatory or purgatory is a place where they're becoming purged. Like the saints of old, when they died back in the day before Christ came, before Christmas, before he came, they could not go to to heaven right away, unless they were translated like Enoch of old. They were in the purgatory, which was like it's a realm between heaven and hell. So they were in that realm, or what some people call limbo, and they stayed there. But as soon as the blood of Jesus Christ was shed, those saints that were in purgatory, because when the blood was shed and Jesus Christ said, it is finished, he immediately, at the split of a second, faster than the speed of light, and he is light, that he went to hell, and before he can preach to those saints, they already accepted him, so their bodies came back to life. And the scripture says, during the assassination, many that were slept in the earth, they rose, and their physical bodies were restored to them, and resurrected, and that quick in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, as declared in 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, and they walked the earth. Like you say, millions of people walked the earth, and they were seen by many. They had their physical body, and they came out with the life force in them. And then the other saints, the sinners that were in there, they were priests to get converted between the three-day period. That's why I said Jesus Christ was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. It didn't take Jesus Christ 3 days to do it, but it took the sinners possibly 3 days and three nights to accept him. And once they accepted him, even some of them, if not all of them, those that accepted him came out of hell, and they had their bodies restored to them, and they went to different assignment or realms of light to be trained. And that's when Satan, he got infuriated. Satan and Beelzebub, some pronounce it, and that he got so infuriated, it's like Satan lost the kingdom of hell. Beelzebub took over. They were fighting one another because their kingdom was divided. And they say, why have you allowed the Prince of Light to come down here? Had we known Jesus of Nazareth was coming here, we would not have crucified him. But what they don't realize is they could not stop the crucifixion because they had to be because of the crucifixion. The blood of Christ was shed so that people could be forgiven. And so therefore, by the power of the forgiveness and all this great plan of the Father and Jesus Christ pleading to the Father years ago, centuries ago, ages ago, to come to the earth, that's why this happened the way it happened, and redemption is for all now. A person can easily come to God, to Jesus Christ. They can cry out and pray to Jesus Christ, and they talk to Jesus, and they can get forgiven. Because Jesus Christ is not a nice guy, but a very loving God, very merciful, very compassionate. And the good news, he was translated before he was assassinated.
Okay, he was translated. Now, going back, we're going to get that translation. Now, they got their bodies. So we can see how important a body was, is, because
yes.
We keep talking about the body is very important. Notice, soon as that, they got their bodies back, you know.
Yes.
So it's very important to have a body. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, they want to be in the spirit realm, they want to have this and that, but they had their physical body. Just like today, does Jesus Christ have his physical body? Wasn't he just transfigured and illuminated by the light of Christ? Does he still have his physical original body?
Yes, my loving brother. Jesus Christ of glory has the same physical body that he was born with on that wonderful Christmas day when God spoke to all of us as we were existing spirits in the ancient world, in the heavenlies. Hebrews 1 chapter verse 6, and God spoke, the Father Jehovah, he said, let all worship my beloved Son, my firstborn who has come into the world. And the firstborn is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's plan, it was already declared that he was going to be the Redeemer of the world. He was the most purest being, and he was slain before the foundation of the world. That's another subject for this time and for another time. And it's like with that slain, he gave his life in the spirit realm to be activated in the physical realm, which he has done. And so therefore, through that wonderful, glorious power, Jesus Christ proved that the physical body is very important. All throughout the scriptures in the Old and New Covenant, it declares that the body is the temple of the Spirit of God. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The body is the temple of light. The physical body, if you lose your physical body, Jack, you feel naked. You feel very naked. You don't even feel like you got on a nightgown. You butt naked with your boobs hanging out and that other thing hanging out. So you don't want to die. You don't want to be naked. You want to be clothed in the light. And so physical bodies are very major. Physical life is a gift of the Almighty. Physical life and spiritual life mixed together constitutes the divine art of science. When you get the physical body and the spirit body mingled together in oneness, you can receive a fullness of glory like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you die, then you're going to feel naked and you cannot go to the highest glory. That's why Jesus Christ picked up the same physical body that he had before he was assassinated. He did not die of sin. He did no sin. He only died because he was assassinated for the sins of all humankind on this planet. That's why we should not be allergic and afraid to pray to Jesus, because if you just go to the Father only and you ignore Jesus, you're not a true science. You're not a true Christian. You are dilly-wink because you have ignored the glorified being whom God the Father has sent to this earth. Remember, this earth and this planetary system was made and created and formulated by Jesus Christ. And so therefore, all human beings on the planet should worship Jesus Christ. That's why in the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse 24, and Hebrews 11, chapter 5 and 6, we keep telling you ages and ages before, that Enoch of old was transfigured. He was translated that he did not have to die a physical death. How come? because he loved God, he loved Jesus, and he believed in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ was with the Father. The two fireballs that came out of the light of Christ when they formed their physical bodies or their celestial bodies that we could be able to behold them, they set the pattern for all humankind today. All religious people, all ye spiritual people, all ye Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, agnostics, good, bad, ugly, saint, sinner. We talk to all. Handsome, you who think you're not handsome, to all races of people. We love all of you, sweethearts, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, national origin. And it's time that the people wake up and look at the truth of the Almighty, that the physical body is to be treasured by humankind because the physical body was formulated by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ did not come down here in the angel body. The Lord Jesus Christ came down in the physical human body. And human beings are superior over angels. A lot of people don't know that because in the book of Hebrews, in the first and second chapter, it declares that Jesus Christ is made a little lower than God, not the angels. The mistranslated say, Jesus Christ is made a little lower than angels. That's wrong because in the Hebrew, that Jesus Christ was made a little lower than Elohim, a little lower than God. You see, so Jesus Christ was far superior than angels. Because in the book of Hebrews, you check it out for yourself. Don't go by the theology. You check it out and look at the first and second chapter of the book of Hebrews. It declares that Jesus Christ is king of angels, king over angels, king over mortals, king over everybody. Every nation, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the light of the universe. Guess what? It is time to get excited. It is time to get wrapped up into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. Jah Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, is the Redeemer. How is it the Holy Spirit the Redeemer? Because Jesus Christ gave us life for dead people, so therefore Jesus Christ Almighty, he dwells in every humankind today because the earth has been atomized with the atomic energy of the rays of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, getting back to the angels. Angels serve gods.
Yes.
It's always been that way. From Activadom, known as Adam, at the beginning of the book of the Bible, he had angels to serve him. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
Okay, so the angels serve. When you become a god, everybody are goddess on this earth. That is our destiny. That's why Jesus died. There was no other reason. People say because of the sins. Yeah, but basically for we come overcome and become gods. That's even why we're here. There's no other reason why we're here on the planet. We're not here just to come, be born, work as a carpenter,
drink milkshake,
and then die. No.
No.
Jesus, as you said, begged the Father, and he came up with this plan of salvation. Jesus did that.
Yes.
That's love. He came with this plan. Is that correct?
That is very correct. Because in the original, man was going to only be, they were going to have to die, and their spirit would be taken up and transformed or transliterated into the kingdom of light. But Jesus said, wait a minute, Father, we got to make an open door for policy so that the physical human body can overcome like I am. Because Jesus Christ has so much love for the humankind, he pleaded with the Father that the Father would allow him to come to the earth and come in the human form, take on humanity, and then redeem humanity and give humanity or human people a chance to become atomized as Jesus Christ was atomized. And once you get atomized with the Holy Spirit of love, then you can receive a fullness of joy and become a full-time God as Jesus Christ is. Whatever Jesus is, he wants us to become as he is, because that's the great I am. So like you say, and for those who get a hunch and fear, it's in the book of the John, St. John, the 10th chapter, I said, Jesus has said, I said, ye are gods unto whom the light of Christ cometh. Some versions say the Word of God. The Word of God is the Christ light. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Not the Bible, but the Holy Spirit. People got to get that in their mind. The Holy Spirit is the sword of the Spirit.
So, wait, hold on. Let's step back here. So, you saying the Word of God is the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
It's not so much
Scripture.
The Scripture.
Right.
I mean, it is some sort of like a Word of God.
Right.
But we should get in our consciousness the Word of God. The Word of God is that divine sire, the Holy Ghost in us that tells us what to do, talk to us, guide us. That is the Word of God. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, fine. That is the name of the game right there. You see, we're supposed to get wrapped up and tied up and embraced and enfolded in the light of Christ. When a bear hugs someone, they put their loving arms around the other bear. As a matter of fact, my brother and I demonstrated that earlier, and how through the Christ, how bear hugging is a symbol of deep love enfolded in light. So we as humans, we are to be enfolded in the light. The light of Christ is our Savior. The Bible is not our Savior. Sorry.
Wait. How is the light of Christ? Let's keep moving here. How is the light of Christ our Savior? Because a lot of the Christians think that Jesus Christ is our Savior. I mean, I'm not saying that he's not, but how is the light of Christ our Savior?
Okay, I'm glad you asked, my loving brother, and many others have asked. The one from Brussels called in and asked that same question. I'm Aurelio from Triopolis, Greece, asked the same question. Somebody from Nigeria, Africa, asked that same question. How is the light of Christ our Savior? I'm glad you brought that up. Sabina, somebody from, when is she from? I believe it's in the Nicaean, France.
Right, France.
Asked the same question. Somebody from China, and I believe his name was Shangdu. People are asking, how is the light of Christ the Savior? I'm glad you and many others, but I just named a few people. Okay, the light of Christ is the Savior through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has given this power known as Spirit or Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the light of Christ. The same power that Jesus giveth is the same power that can save us. In other words, it's in the 14th, 15th, 16th chapter of St. John, for those who need to look it up. It declares, it that I will send this comforter to you. And this comforter is just like me. I am the Spirit of truth, said the living Jesus, and the Spirit of truth shall be in you. How is the Spirit of truth in you? That is through the Christ light. The Christ light that's in us, that is Jesus Christ's Spirit. So Jesus Christ's Spirit has the legal right, the legal power, the legal justification to save us, to forgive us, to redeem us, to make our bodies young, attractive, beautiful, handsome, and heal our eyes in every part of our body.
And how does it do that?
This power does that as we praise this power called the light of Christ or Christ's light. And this good, glorious power has all authority in theology. The Catholic Church and most of the Protestant churches, they teach the Father, the Holy Son, the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Ghost are equal in power and equal in glory. It's also verified in the volume of Year of Gods through Book of Books, the eighth volume of Annalise Skyrim. In those books of teachings, it teaches that the Holy Spirit is the Almighty Spirit of God, the Almighty Spirit of Jesus Christ. So therefore, this Spirit is omnipresent. This Holy Spirit, or this Christ light, is everywhere present at the same time in every world, in every universe, in every galaxy. So this Almighty power has the same power of Jesus the Christ. This power is our Redeemer through Jesus' name. If you kick out
Why Jesus, is it through Jesus' name? Why is it because he was the Savior? Because he came and died?
Yes, exactly. That and he came and died. He's the Savior. He resurrected, and he's in charge of this wonderful power called the Christ light. And he gives the Christ light to all those who love him and to those who worship him and adore him and ask for forgiveness of sins. When you become sanctified or purified from the sins, be baptized in his glorious, mighty name, Jesus Christ, you can receive the gift of Holy Spirit like they did back in the day of Pentecost.
How did they do that?
They got that? Okay. They Acts the second chapter, verse 38, and the entire chapter is good to study. They repented of their sins. They asked God, the God of the earth, which is Jesus Christ, to die. They asked him for forgiveness because he gave his life. And then they were ordered to be baptized. Why did he be baptized? Because Jesus Christ instituted it. Some things you say, well, how come you got to do this? Just because Jesus said so. You know, then you get into the scientific and spirituality reason. It's good enough for me if Jesus say do this or do that. And then to understand it is even better. Because when you get baptized and the Spirit of Christ is in the waters and is in the fog and is in the cloud, when you are immersed in the elements of the universe or the elements of the earth and the force of nature, which is the light of Christ, all those atoms in the water and in the air, and when you are baptized, you become literally cleansed from your sins. Because Peter said, Acts 2:38, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness or remission of your sins. So when you repent and you make that sacred act of baptism, which is to change your life, you, in the olden days, it was stated that if you were baptized, you would never experience physical death. That was your death when you got baptized in water or in air or in fog or in the clouds, as it was done in the Moses' time and in throughout Jesus' time. that people baptized even in the Old Testament days. Why? Because they were honoring Jesus Christ. They knew he was coming. And so the scriptures say Moses baptized in the cloud and in the sea. And so all that element of Adam's, and remember, the light of Christ is in the Adam's, the light of Christ is in the cloud, the light of Christ is in the sun, the light of Christ is in the water. In Genesis, the first chapter, it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and the waters were filled with the Spirit of God. So all that atomized energy, especially in salt water, it feels good. It makes you young and vital and vibratory. And so as you are immersed, that brings on a purification, especially if your mind and your heart has repented. Now, if you didn't repent, then you got a problem. See, you got to have the attitude to want to change your life. When you want to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and live a new lifestyle, and you want to become purified so you can reap the full benefits. As you go through that wonderful deal, that's what this whole program is all about, changing your life. Change your life for the betterment, that you may advance into the glorification of the kingdom of light. This light of Christ, this energy that Jesus gave, is our Savior. To make it plain, the scripture says God is spirit. Okay, if God is spirit, he's working through the omnipresent energy or the atomized energy, the Christ light, the Holy Spirit. So if this Holy Spirit is in us, this Holy Spirit has the same authority and power that God the Father has, the same power that Jesus the Christ has, the Son of God. So therefore, a lot of the Christian churches has ignored this power called light of Christ or Christ light or Christ fire, as you heard the
covenant. Or Holy Spirit,
yes, yes. This glorious force in the beginning was called Christ, anciently known as Holy Spirit.
Now, good to go for on this Holy Spirit, on getting baptized, mm-hmm. You say in the elements. So the reason for, let's back up, the reason for getting baptized in this water of the elements is to become cleansed. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then another thing we should bring out,
okay.
You have to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Because a lot of people are being baptized in
and
titles,
yes.
Or in the Father, stuff like that. Because if you don't be baptized in the name of Jesus, what will happen?
Well, you're disobeying God, first of all. You're disobeying Jesus Christ. You're disobeying the apostles. The apostles were under the authority of Jesus Christ. And you can't really meet the benefits, and the devil's going to attack you and come after you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So basically, I wanted them to hear why you should be baptized in the name of Jah Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, the name of Jah Jesus is the most powerful name in the universe. I asked a man one time, matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I said, traveling throughout the States, and I said, what is the, he's 78 years old, I might have mentioned this the other day, what is the greatest name in the universe? And he thought for a few seconds, he said, Lord Jesus Christ. I said, you have answered correctly. The guy was mature, he looked good, smelled good, looked young, 78 years in the earth age, but the guy knew something about the name of the power of the Son of God. That name of Jesus Christ is a power, is a weapon against every demon in hell. No demon can conquer you if you are in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why water baptism or air baptism or cloud baptism or ocean baptism, everything must be done in the name, the solid name of Jesus Christ. That is the name of deliverance. That is the name of power. That is the supreme name over racism, over sickness, over anything that's negative. And speaking on that name, to enjoy that name, all the saints were so thankful today for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's good. It's almost nice because I want the Christian church and everybody in the world to be thankful every day. Give glory to Jesus Christ's energy every day. Don't just prop him up on Easter Sunday. That's what a lot of people do. They go to the churches and the synagogues, and the churches are overpopulated today because it's Ishtar Sunday or Easter Sunday, and they think they're getting some bonus points when they go to church. When they go to church on Easter, they get to sit beside 12 apostles, not just six, 12 apostles, and the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, and they might get some bonus points. That's what they think. But the name of the game is to be in love with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That we cannot emphasize enough about the power of the name. The name of Jesus Christ is the name of the Son of God. The name of Jesus Christ is the name of the Holy Ghost. In case for those who don't know, as we told you before, it's on page 123 in the volume Temple of God, written by Jesus Christ, inspired the great saint Annalise Skyrin to write those great words of truth. That name, like my brother said earlier, people say, oh, Jesus Christ. They can't help it. It's an automatic utterance out of their mouth. Even when they curse us, they use that name. But it's better to bless using that divine name. That divine name puts Satan and all his hosts on alert and puts them in check. The name of Jesus Christ, a five-year-old child can use that name and put a bully at bay. The name of Jesus Christ is supreme. It's not superior, it's supreme. It's the all-authoritative name, and it's for every human on the earth to get excited and to use and to magnify and to glorify. There's a chapter called In the Name of Jesus Christ. In the first volume, Ye Are Gods by Annalise Skyring. She talks about that. Look it up, check it out, get the books, buy all eight volumes of her books. She's much alive. I don't care what the internet said about she done died. She did not done die. She's an overcomer. She's alive. She's much alive today as I am alive today. And the reason why people make this stuff to say she died because the church she belonged to, they hated her guts and they put some stuff together and they went on the internet and they took these pictures and hired the people that say they were her sisters and her daughters and they say she passed away, what they said, 1989, April Fool's, she did not die. This is April's month. That's an April Fool's right there. She did not die. I don't care what they put on the internet. Don't believe the hype, my beautiful sons and daughters. Believe the truth of all Almighty God, believe the truth of Almighty Jesus Christ. Translation is a reality. To live forever is a reality. When you stop eating shellfish and all that crab, that stuff causes, what did we say that caused? Smallpox.
Okay, that caused smallpox, tuberculosis.
Uh-huh.
What else did it cause?
Typhoid fever. Yes.
Because, I mean, think, you're eating poo-poo, that fish. Those fish, Jesus put it to clean the ocean.
Yes.
So humans are eating those, and they're eating poo-poo of all the fish.
That's right, bacteria.
Bacteria, all kinds of stuff is going into it. It may sound good, like crab, lobster. Mm-hmm. They make it look fine. Some people say they were eating snails and frogs. I mean, you don't eat those things, you know, reptilians and all that stuff. You do not eat that. That's not good for your body. We're here to give, like my brother said, we're here to give you good news about eating the right foods. Shellfish, any kind, is not good. Shrimp, I know it may seem good to you. It's not good for you. My brother said, what it called? And definitely pig. Jehovah said, you cannot enter into his kingdom if you eat the mouse, a mouse now, and the pig.
That's right.
Now, if you can't get into Jehovah's kingdom, you can't even go into his heaven. Jehovah. Now, Jesus is stricter.
That's right.
He's much more. Don't think he's a nice guy. He says, if you think the thought of eating it, you don't go in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then he said in the scripture, they were talking about having sex, and Jesus said, sex is only for procreation. Stricter. Jesus is very strict. Don't think he's not strict. He's strict. That's why Jehovah said, hey, listen to my son. Hey, he's stricter than me. He's not a nice guy. So I know a lot of people say, oh, I can do this, I can do that. No. Nice and strict. Since you got the scriptures, look in the scriptures to see what it says.
That's right. You got to tell me, my brother, because in the book of Leviticus, especially the 11th chapter, and the whole book is a good book to study.
Right.
It tells you what to eat, what's forbidden by Jehovah and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came through the Jewish seed. So if he came through the Jewish seed, God the Father planned that purposely so that the people would know that these foods are not to be consumed. If you want to get sick and you want to deteriorate and you want to die, then go ahead. I say go ahead and eat them. Have a ball with some deep fried shrimp, lobster at a Red Lobster restaurant or wherever you can find them. Just have a ball because these are healthy laws. This is not a religious law.
And it's not only for the Old Testament.
Yes, that's right.
Bring
that's
that right. up now, because yes. A lot of people say, oh, that's Old Testament.
Right.
What do you have to say about that, my brother?
Well, my beautiful brother, it's been proven. Dr. Reuben Jordan, he's a Christian priest. In this day and age, he comes on Trinity Broadcasting Network under the director of Jan Crouch, the president now, and Matt and Lori Crouch, the administrators. And he taught, and they're seeking TBN, and they're checking out that this Dr. Reuben has said that it's written in the book of Leviticus, or Leviticus by some pronunciation, that those are eternal laws. Those are beyond testimonial laws. Like the people say, well, you know, that was up until the B.C. time. No. The eternal laws of the universe is called the healthy laws of Christ. The healthy laws of Christ, it lets you know common sense. It is for the old and the new and beyond the new and everything else. This is common sense law. If you eat healthy, you live healthy. If you eat crappy, you become crappy. Very simple. This is not butter-up doctrine. This is common sense science. This is common sense intelligence. Doctors and scientists nutritionists and forensics, various people have found out that people that eat those shellfish materials, they get, we just said about the smallpox, that and
typhoid fever
and tuberculosis. There are millions of cases that's been proven that these things are a Down syndrome, just like that false sugar called Splenda and Sweet Low. That's crapola.
And diet drinks
is the worst on the
that's
planet.
That's the enemy of the state.
Yes. You do not think, people go to Burger King, I want a Whopper with cheese, a double Whopper with cheese.
And a double large Diet Coke.
Diet Coke with a medium French fry. And they said, "Oh, I'm going on a diet." No. April Fools, you do better getting a regular Coke if you got to drink Coke. We're not for soft drinks at all because they got the aspartame in it. But
tell what aspartame is.
Okay.
Because aspartame is in a lot of stuff. Tell them what it is.
That is a nasty poison. That's a poison sweetener that causes, scientifically proven, to cause heart explosion, liver explosion. Your organs inside of you can explode. It's an addictable drug that they have been allowed to bring from China to the United States of America. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States of America, over there in the great American continent, the John F. Kennedy president fought against that drug that they tried to get in here, and he fought it so much that was part of his assassination. People say, well, how could they kill the young president? Is it because he loved black people? No. That might have been part of it during the presidential days. But it was more than that. They wanted that poison to come to America. And President John Fitzgerald Kennedy stood up and said, no, we will not import that poison drug. And then later on down the line, I won't mention the president's name, but he did allow it to come to the United States. And that drug today is here. Aspartame, Aspumane, that is a poisonous drug. You can, don't believe me, check with Dr. Mimic Oz, my good friend in the state of New York and the eastern United States of America.
Tell him what is it in? Tell some of the things that drug is in.
Oh, it's in soft drinks. A lot of, if you go now to...
So most of the soft drinks is in.
Most of the soft drinks and the so-called energetic energy drinks.
energy drink? Like Monster drink?
Monster drink.
Now, why would you drink something like that called
Monster
drink?
And Red Bull.
I'm going to tell you a story. This guy was a slim thing. He drank some Red Bull, and he was fired up for the first hour.
Yeah.
The second hour, he was just like gassing where he had to take him out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that stuff, it takes you up high, and it takes you down low. You don't want to take those kind of drinks. Monster drink, Red Bull, on up. So be it. Lizard drink. You want to be a lizard? You drink that, turn you into a lizard? Come on. You don't want to drink that kind of stuff.
No.
But if you want to, you have a free will. You hear it now, but you can do whatever you want.
That's it. You're right. Because these health laws are the laws of Jesus Christ. You have to discern through the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ. That's why it's so imperative today to have the beautiful spirit of Jesus Christ. Any man that has not the spirit of Christ, the Apostle Paul said, you are none of his. You don't belong to God. You don't belong to Jesus. This is not harsh doctrine. This is loving doctrine. I can love you and hug you whether you have the Holy Spirit or not. But for your own health's sake, you need the spirit of Christ.
And the spirit of Christ will do what? It would tell you what to do.
Yes.
It would tell you everything we say.
Yes, what to drink, what not to drink, what to eat. See, this is not a religious doctrine. This is, why do you think the Jews and the Islams and the Seventh-day Adventists,
right.
And the Seventh-day Adventists, it's a Christian religion, it's a Christian denomination. And they're AD times. How come they have strict laws. They don't even go swimming on Saturday. That's getting a little bit too far there. But that's cool, you see? And it's like, and I have a cousin that's a Seventh-day Adventist. They don't even eat the hot sauce. I say,
right.
I love hot sauce, East Indian curry. But there's a reason for everything. And they don't drink Coke, and that's good. And as you study, you find out that these drugs that are in these drinks and foods, that's what makes people addictable. And that's why in South Korea, they don't want the cloned beef from America because they want some. The Korean people, they eat very natural, organic type food.
Right.
They're trying to be like the Jews, kosher fine.
Yeah, kosher.
And that's really good because when you do that, you look young, attractive. The foods that Jehovah and Jesus Christ put on the planet were put here to keep us young, along with your thoughts and your praises to the Christ fight.
So it's very important to eat the right foods. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Foods. Let's say, since we're on this food thing, let's get into vitamins. What do you think about vitamins pills?
Because they're good to take and do tap dance on them. Step on them and tap dance on them until they're crushed to pieces. Because a lot of these pills today, and also I got a doctor backup. Most people in the world know of Dr. Mick Oz. I consider him one of the greatest doctors on the planet, you know, in the earth realm. We know Jesus Christ is the supreme physician. So don't get me wrong. We know that. We know the Holy Spirit is the greatest of all. But in the human form, Dr. Mick Oz is in the great state of New York in the eastern United States. He is one of the most profound, caring doctors that, and he spoke about this, about these vitamins and this and that. He said a lot of that's, I'm going to use the slang, crapola. Now, he didn't say that word, but that's what it is.
Basically, man-made.
Yeah, man-made. And you cannot replace food with man-made pills.
Right.
Man is thinking for you. You got to eat the things of the earth, the seaweed, the stuff like that, the vegetables. And be sure you get the proper vegetable, not the stuff grown in poop. And check them out where they're grown, you know, because you get stuff, sorry to say, but a lot of stuff from imported from China, it is not good. And I think the United States and the UK, good day, mate, I think that they need to wake up and stop getting food trade from China. I love Chinese people. You're sweethearted. But that government over there is under a dictator and communist rule. Do not trust that communist food, or do not trust that stuff that comes from over there, because it's been proven. Why am I saying this? Why are we talking about that? Because a lot of stuff is coming over here. They got lead in it. Why are you going to put lead in food? Why they got lead in toys? Because they is something in their system that the people over there are, or shall we say, maybe the people that work in the factories or the governmental people are against the European nation and American nation, and maybe throughout Asia. Everybody wants to trade cheap. They try to get something for nothing. And mammoth, the greed of the earth, is killing the humans today.
So you're saying the most of the disease are coming on here is because of man, where we eat. We're eating the wrong things. And so that's why they're becoming really obese.
Yes.
Because they're eating and not exercise. Exercise is another thing we'll get into. You got to exercise. That's part of Jesus' principles. You got to do some kind of exercise. You can't just, some people just eat and don't do anything. They work hand in hand.
Right.
Because once you exercise, you're going to eat the right food. You're not going to be eating that crap because it's not going to do nothing for you.
That's
you
right.
know. So you got to eat and you got to exercise the right food. Those are health laws. You can't just sit around, go to church, and carry a big Bible. That's not going to make it. That Jesus, he's here for activating. He said, be doers of the word. Be doers. Activate the principles. That's why we're here at Son of God University. We're here to have you to activate these principles that my brother and I are saying. Because if you don't, then you're going to be on the decline. You're not going to be living forever. You're not going to be young. You're not going to be anything. Remember, seek the kingdom of heaven within. That's
right.
Your kingdom. Your church. You're the church. Son of God University, we're university. Notice our name, Son of God University, the light of Christ. We're talking about the energy, university. We're here to teach and instruct. We're not a church, basically. We're here to teach. We're a university. We're here to teach and instruct. You are the church. Everywhere you go, go to the Seahawk ball games. Go in nature. You don't have to be in a church building. If you have to go, go.
Where's the Seahawks from?
Seattle, USA, Washington,
in the United States of America.
Everybody knows that. Seahawks, baby. Seahawk country. But anyway, supernova country up there. Yeah, up there in the high where Enoch was up there.
Yes.
Getting to him. That's where he had his big kingdom up there.
That's right.
A dynamite place. That place is booming with energy. That place is booming with revenue.
Yes.
That place is just moving. I mean, they got so much buildings going up there. I'm thinking it's the 80s. That place is moving. You know why? Jesus country, baby.
That's right.
Jesus moving up there. That's Jesus. That's the new Jerusalem, baby. It's moving and it's grooving. But anyway, going back to these health laws, get into the health laws, because the light of Christ within you would tell you the health laws. It would guide you. It'll tell you everything my brother and I say. You know you believe it because you feel it when we say it. When we say this thing, you know it's true because the light of Christ is telling you. It's not so much looking in the Bible and things. Believe in the light of Christ within you. That's going to be your Savior, like my brother said. That's saving you. That's your resurrection. That re-erects your body. That translates you. Not so much Jesus, the Son of God, the man, the being, our beloved lover. No. The light of Christ, he jumps flips when you get into the light of Christ. And then the Father, he drinks a brew.
then he may have to smoke a smoky on that, you know, but because he said, man, they get into, I can't believe this, you know. But the point is, you know, you got to get into the light of Christ. Like my brother said, that's our main stuff. Everybody go to Easter. But what does Easter represent? The power of the light of Christ. We're so enthused about that light of Christ. It's your Savior. All you need is that. You're equipped. You're a human being. You're divinely equipped. You got everything you need. You, basically, the Bible is within you. You got the light of Christ. Ask it questions. It will tell you in your mind and spirit. Be still and know I am God. Be still. No. Listen. The body is grand. It's fantastic. It can heal anything. You saw people, the body can be healed and re-energized, anything. You could be on drugs, everything. You could come out a transformed being. Doesn't matter. Through the light of Christ. Everything through the light of Christ. You could be an alcoholic. You could come through the light of Christ. You could be the worst sinner on the planet and come to be a transfigured being. Ask Jesus for forgiveness. Get that baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know my brother said it, but I'm going to reiterate it. You praise Jah Jesus. As you praise and worship Jah Jesus, that light of Christ will come. That's why I say he's the way. You got to praise the Jah Jesus. That being, you praise Jah Jesus, he will come and energize you with his Holy Spirit. Then, ba-boom, you start getting into the light of Christ within. You start moving, baby. Yes. You're grooving with the light of Christ within. Jah Jesus, the Son of Man. Then you start Jah Jesus, the Spirit within. It will guide you. Your voice become louder. You hear. Your life will start changing. Like the UK, it's booming. It's moving. When they hear us do, they start motivating. They get into it. They have these services. I mean, I've never seen a country that does that. I mean, they're so open-minded, and they use these principles. And by using they're so open-minded, they are seeing results. Don't listen to us. Do it, and you'll get results. You know, we can't do it for you. All we can do is this. A lot. It's millions of people. How many people are listening now, my loving brother?
Right now we have about 86 million, 886 million listeners.
That's a lot of listeners.
Yes.
Why are you guys listening? Why are you guys listening? This thing, 800, there's no church in the world has that many.
Right. We're the largest church on the planet.
Huh. Now, why is that? Why is that?
Because the truth is going to,
the revolution is here. It's here. It's in your hearts. It's in your being. You are the revolution. You're changing your lives.
Yes.
You know, we're here to educate you through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has been so wonderful, and the Father, Allah, Jehovah, is telling us this information. We are telling you what we've been through with him for years. And we're telling you it was time, and now is the time. The revolution is on. The revival is here. It's here. Now, you waiting for it? It's here, baby. It's here. Go to the UK. It's here. It's here. It's here in the United States someplace. It's here. You changing your life, it's from within. It says the revolution will not be televised. No, it's internalized within you as you change your life. What do you have to say that about, my brother?
It's right here in Thailand. It's the people over here in this beautiful Southeast Asian country are just coming into the divine light of Christ. They're chanting the name of God, Jesus Christ, and the Buddha laws. We're helping
in the
people.
Buddha law.
In the Buddha law. They recognize who the Supreme Buddha is.
Check that out.
They glorify the divine light of Christ. And we got another health law, one of the most important health laws that should be stressed today. This is all about the true meaning of Easter of season, or Easter Sunday. This law, if it is kept, it can avert a lot of illnesses. It's called the law of thanksgiving.
That's right.
When you complain and you grope and you moan, you cause dementia to participate in your brain. Your brain cells start to deteriorate, and you start forgetting a lot of things because it's the off balance of the biorhythms in your human being's system. The law of gratitude is even proved by doctors and scientists, again, not only by spiritual leaders. The law of gratitude, it triggers in the dopamine energy inside of you, it triggers an attitude of happiness. When you give thanks to the Holy Spirit that's inside of you, this is the will of God the Father, this is the will of Jesus the Christ, is to be thankful, love, thanksgiving, and praise to the Christ light within. The Christ light within is the ultimate power of the universe. And as we give glory to this Christ energy and give thanks for everything that we can think of, learn to see the positive in human beings Learn to see the positive in your dwelling place. Learn to see the good instead of trying to find fault with the negative like the accuser, Lucifer, does. When we give thanks, we ourselves rejuvenate in the body. The body becomes younger. The body vibrates, because that's an important health law that has been neglected by many. And the people that give the Thanksgiving, you see, Thanksgiving is not just one day in November. Happy Thanksgiving is to die. You see,
it's every day.
Every day, because when you give thanks, something happens positive. Your cells are balanced. The human body is atomized with the spiritual Christ light. When you gripe or complain, then the Christ light is jammed up. It cannot fully function. You begin to develop blood clots. The blood cannot flow in your body, you see? So when the gratitude is given to the great Christ within you, and if it's hard, ask the Christ to help you. That's why it's called the Holy Spirit. It's called the Holy Helper, Divine Holy Helper, the Divine Holy Comforter. Because when you communicate with the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you and you have that thankful attitude, your life will become more glorious, and then you will receive and participate in the glory and the joy of Jesus Christ, even the unspeakable joy of Jesus Christ. Because people that have a complaining spirit, they begin to develop spider veins. They begin to develop different illnesses in the body. They begin to develop itches. It's like in the book of Amosi and the book of Exodus. They received the botch, the scab, the itch, and the emerod. Those different diseases were given because those wonderful, beautiful, misguided people of Israel were so complainable. They had everything on a golden platinum platter, and they complained against Jehovah. They complained against his Christ, and they complained against his messenger, Moses, and Joshua of old. And so, therefore, we got to activate the law of Thanksgiving, sweethearts. It's vitally important, my love. It is so major. It is more major than life itself. Because if that attitude of gratitude is not there, you're going to be a sorry-ass person.
Now, what about, since we're on that, what about griping and complaining? Doesn't that tear down? You know, some people, they complain. I mean, that's the worst sin on the planet.
Yes.
When you complain, what does that do to your body, physically, scientifically?
Okay, scientifically, when you are complaining, it off-centers, like I said, the dopamine part of your brain. The dopamine is the excess of adrenaline gland that works in the energy. So, therefore, when you gripe or complain, it lowers your, how do you say that in English? It lowers the vital, the life force. The life force that's in you, like the I Am Christ diagram. It's got the will, the understanding, elimination, the love vibration. So what happened when you complain? It lowers the love vibration. And when the love vibration, which is the Christ light, when it's not fully permitted to function, it's crowded out, and the body begins to sag and deteriorate. So what caused that deterioration? Complaining, and it goes into self-pity. And self-pity is the worst thing, like my brother said. And we're going to talk more about that because our time is winding up. But remember to be thankful in everything that you do.
And all things.
Yes, all things.
If it's negative, it seems negative, you should be thankful. Is that true?
That is very
true. They say be thankful in all things.
That's right. If a person is blind, like I have that weakness going on to become totally healed with my faith in the light, I have to give thanks to Jesus Christ that my eyesight is coming. It's returning.
Mm.
I can't sit there and moping and be, oh, man, woe is me. You know, you got to raise your attitude and your thought level. And when you do that, sweetheart, I tell you, a lot of positive will happen, because there's too many people in the Down syndrome because they have complained. And complaining, it lowers your vibration. It lowers your spirit. It lowers it's just so much that
your attitude is your altitude.
It makes you lazy too.
Yeah.
Because you begin to lose energy, and then you can't do anything. You don't feel right. We got to get out of here. We're having a good time, sweetheart. May the Lord Jesus Christ
bless you.
Bless you. And until we meet on May 4th, happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Jesus Day.
Glorify
the
Holy Spirit.
Jesus,
baby. You got that right. Jesus, baby.
Jesus.
We love you.